We're back for hour two of the game. John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner all here. Coming up later on this segment, I'll play you some of what Alex Delton had to say to us in the media. We are talking Alex Delton today as part of a lot of the spring football discussion. We will get to some on the K-State linebackers, who Bill Snyder says is out in front right now, and what's the biggest position gap, really, that K-State has to fill this spring and this fall. You can vote in the poll question right now at the game KMAN. Will Alex Delton ever start a game here at K-State? We'll reveal the final results at 5:40, and Mitch gets you out of here with Jabroni of the Week at 5:50. As always, tweet your questions or comments to the game KMAN as well. 537-1350, the phone number to call us. People are going to love this. People are going to love the comparison I have here for Alex Delton. And if you missed some of the discussion we had about this in the first hour, the premise here is that Alex Delton is in a weird spot as K-State's quarterback. He has done all the right things. The coaches, Coach Snyder, says all the right things about him, that they love his work ethic. You can tell just by talking to him that he definitely has that. He's got as much speed as any K-State quarterback in a long time, really this side of L. Roberson. He has got some skills, and at one point in time, he was the darling of all the fans. But now his star in that regard has faded just because of the fact that Jesse Ertz has taken a real stronghold of the quarterback job, and Skylar Thompson is as hyped as any young guy that's been in the program in a long time. So he finds himself sandwiched in the middle, and I don't know what his future necessarily is going forward because it's hard to see it as the starting quarterback at K-State. One, we didn't even mention this, Jesse Ertz will find out at the end of this year if he's going to get a medical redshirt for that 2015 season. Like, you got to wait until, to my understanding, and I was checking this with K-State officials the other day on Tuesday, Jesse Ertz will wait until the end of this year, this upcoming football season, to then apply for the medical redshirt. So we don't know if he'll have another year or not, and maybe he won't even want to get that extra year. I don't know. We'll see by the end of this season. So it could be Ertz for another year and then still Skylar Thompson waiting around. But either way, it looks like Thompson's going to be the next guy just based on what everybody says about him in the program. So what happens here to Alex Delton? And I feel like the plight that he finds himself in, the situation that he finds himself in, is somewhat similar to what Daniel Sams was at K-State. And before you just roll your eyes and think I'm going to try and make this Daniel Sams point. No, not you. Okay. I'm just saying, look, Daniel Sams has been, as much as Frank Martin's been the topic for the last 2 weeks, I understand that Daniel Sams was another one of those things that I've really hitched my wagon to in the past. But let me explain here. I think, for one, they both, to be fair to them, bring a lot of skills to the table and things that you really like. I think Sams overall was a more just explosive, what you'd call athlete, but Delton's got better speed just end to end, and still that makes you excited about what he could bring to the table out there on the football field. But at the same time, they both also don't seem to possess enough of the total package to take things over and be the guy at quarterback. It just seems like Delton's arm is not there enough to overtake either of the two guys that are in place, much like Daniel Sams, albeit having a 70-plus percent completion percentage in his career here at K-State. I will admit to you that the arm was just nowhere near the ballpark of Jake Waters, obviously, and they had Tyler Lockett, and you need to get the ball to him, and therefore he just was never going to be the guy. So then you look and say, okay, well, they're both great athletes. What's going to happen with them? How can you get them on the field? Daniel Sams tried to move to wide receiver. It just clearly was much tougher than it looks. You can't just plug an athlete there and say, go, and things are going to be great. Obviously, same principle would apply to Alex Delton. Plus, he's shorter. Plus, they're more stacked right now at receiver and running back. That's the other thing I hear sometimes. Why not make him a running back? There's just too much of a logjam at both of those spots, I think, for him to have any shot to change midway through his career and actually find a way to do more than just tread water at either of those positions. So in that regard, I find some similarities there between Delton and Daniel Sams just in terms of where they fit in. They are just having a hard time finding a spot where this is going to be what you are moving forward, and eventually it led to Daniel Sams transferring.
Yeah, I think it's very fair. I mean, I think that Alex Delton is equal parts unlikely to be the guy at any point in time for K-State, but at the same time, an equal part important to the offense that he's in right now, because you have a quarterback that's ahead of him, but one that is very injury prone, and Alex Delton is the only guy that has actually been under center in a game and has that experience. And we're talking about a K-State team that is not going through a transition year right now, but one that believes that it can compete for the Big 12 championship. So him changing positions would definitely not be a positive for the team overall or for him, in my opinion, because I don't think that he would have great chances of getting on the field as either a receiver or running back, and that's not what the team needs. The team needs a guy that can go in there, and he may not have an arm that will ever make him a starter, but he does have one that can at least get him on the field and keep K-State alive in some games. Now, I'm going to trust him a lot more in a game where K-State is ahead versus if they're behind and you have to start throwing the ball. But he's just too important where he's at in K-State's offense right now to go anywhere else.
And that, to me, makes it a situation that you're just barreling towards, which is, will he be willing to stick it out to be a guy who's going to be the backup, a guy who's going to push Skylar Thompson, by the way, as well? And look, the K-State coaches are going to look at it and say, and they're being serious, like, you can compete for the job. He will be given every chance, I'm sure, to compete for the job. But realistically, I think you'd have to look at it right now and say, would he be willing to accept just having the package, the Wildcat, whatever you want to call it, that they ran for him at times last year, developing something around him like that moving forward and just being the solid, consistent backup that's there? Is that going to be enough for what he wants? I mean, obviously we can't answer that question, but to me, the writing on the wall would indicate that's what it's heading towards.
Yeah, and I think that one of the big factors there may be, you know, if I were him, I think it would be fair to want a little bit of reassurance that not only is that package part of the offense, but one that you're actually going to go to. I mean, we've seen fans complain so much over the last couple of years about how ineffective Charles Jones was in the Wildcat package, but I could see how Alex Delton would be very successful in that same role. So the question would be, are the coaches and Dana Dimmel and Bill Snyder going to be comfortable going with that as your option one when you're inside the five, or are you still feeling like Winston Dimmel is going to be the guy getting those carries? If it's Alex Delton, I can see how he could still feel like he's in a pretty good place in that kind of a system. If he's only getting on the field, you know, one play a game every couple of weeks, then even if you are the most team-oriented guy, it would be a little bit frustrating.
Well, I don't say this to be funny, but I think what you're getting at there is, will this be a package utilized as often as the 38 special,
right,
Winston Dimmel being out there, or is this going to be more like, yeah, the Daniel Sams thing where they just never could really commit to it much or figure it out, and it was just a weird thing, and then it just went away, really, by the end of the year. He wasn't playing all that much. That to me, yeah, would be the question. How serious is the package? That is a question, anyway, that will factor into this, because if he is actually getting more of a legitimate chance, that probably does increase the odds that he would stay and stick it out. A lot can happen between now and then. As we said, we could be sitting here in week four with another – Jesse Ertz has had two season-ending knee injuries in his football career in the last 4 years. We could be sitting here saying he's the guy that takes over and is the starter and has a great year, and this time next year it's a battle between him and Skylar Thompson, and maybe he's just the established guy. A lot of things could happen. So clearly he can't view it this way, and I'm sure the coaches don't view it this way. But, you know, fans, outside observers, I think you look at it, analyze the situation. Based on the data that we have right now, this is what it looks like it's going to be.
And unfortunately for people like us and for the fans, we probably won't get a lot of real concrete answers in the near future, because even if you're going to go watch every single thing that Alex Delton and Skylar Thompson do at the spring game, well, when you're playing the spring game, the quarterbacks can't receive any contact, and that obviously plays right into what Alex Delton would be doing for you anyway. So you're not going to really learn much from that unless you're watching to see, you know, how much his arm has developed.
Well, that's the thing. The biggest thing he could showcase and perhaps make us back off this stance some and consider him more a serious threat to be the starting quarterback someday is, yeah, if the arm has come a long ways. Because I, to be honest, can't really tell you I've seen him throw all that much. I mean, there's been limited times in the spring game, very limited times in actual games. I base this more off just how much they were actually allowing him to throw the football when he was out on the field. I think that says more about where his arm's at than any observation we could really make of it. The coaches never seemed real willing to have him throw the football very much when he was out there last year. I understand there are some circumstances that could be different from game to game, the situation you're actually in said game, that could affect that. But to me, that tells me he has a long ways to go. He's a worker. He's a grinder. He's a guy that they love, that knows has always been in the playbook. He was talking about Colin Klein when he was a freshman, helping him learn the entire playbook. Like, he's a bookworm in that regard, and a guy that's going to go out there and work. So I'm not putting anything past him. He says and does all the right things. And you're going to hear that in the audio from him. But until proven otherwise, this is why I continue to go back to, you know, based on the data we have now, I think it's tough to imagine him being a guy that does start a game in reference to the poll question here at K-State. But I'm looking forward to seeing him in the spring game. I continue to preach. This spring is great. It's going to be great, and I look forward to seeing both him and Skylar Thompson. That is going to be a fun storyline, and it's made even more fun by the fact that it's probably not going to have real serious consequences to next season. That's right. Why you're in a good position as a team.
Yeah, I mean, you feel a little bit bad for Dalton that he is in this this purgatory of sorts within K-State's quarterback rotation.
That's a good analogy.
Right. But at the same time, you have to be happy that K-State has so much experience at quarterback that it forces Alex Dalton to be in that kind of a position. You have to feel really good about the future of the position, both for 2017 and beyond.
This went a little longer than I was anticipating. We'll break. When we come back, you'll hear Alex Dalton with the media, what he has to say about where his throwing arm is at. He spoke very highly of Colin Klein. I thought that was the most interesting part of all of it, what Colin Klein has had as far as an impact on Alex Dalton since coming back. So we'll get to that coming up next, plus what Mel Kiper had to say about Elijah Lee and Jordan Willis. You're listening to The Game.